This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various infrastructural and development projects worth over 280 crore rupees in Ekta Nagar this evening. The Prime Minister inaugurated the Bonsai Garden, Sewage Treatment Plant, Sardar and Sub-District Hospital. The projects launched today aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility and support sustainability initiatives in the area. The Prime Minister, who is on a two-day visit to Gujarat, also addressed the officer trainees of the 99th Common Foundation course in Aarambh 6.0. It includes 653 officer trainees from 16 civil services of India and 3 civil services of Bhutan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the inauguration of C-295 aircraft manufacturing complex in Vadodara is a watershed moment for India's defence and aerospace journey. Sharing his article on social media platform LinkedIn, Mr. Modi said the speed of execution is breathtaking, from foundation stone to operational facility in just 2 years. He further said defence production has soared to 1.27 lakh crore rupees in 2023-24. The Prime Minister said complete defence ecosystem is being transformed. Mr. Modi and Spanish President Pedro Sanchez jointly inaugurated the Tata Aircraft Complex for manufacturing C-295 aircraft in Vadodara, Gujarat on Monday. Disengagement process at the Daepsang and Demchok regions of eastern Ladakh has been completed between India and China after 4.5 years of military standoff along the line of actual control, LAC. According to army sources, talks will continue at local commander's level and the border patrolling will resume soon, marking a significant step toward restoring normalcy in the region. The sources said verification is in progress and patrolling modalities will be decided between ground commanders. The Indian Army sources also reported that both sides will exchange sweets tomorrow on the occasion of Deepavali. BJP today said that the manner in which the Election Commission has responded to the baseless and unsubstantiated allegations made by the Congress Party reveals the party's brazen campaign driven by lust for power. Briefing media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi said, "It is unfortunate how the Congress is attempting to undermine and disrespect constitutional institutions." The Election Commission yesterday rejected allegations levelled by Congress in connection with irregularities in the recent Haryana Assembly polls, terming them baseless. As Deepavali approaches, the festive spirit is sweeping across the country. In Uttar Pradesh, a grand Deepotsav held at 55 ghats of Saryu River of Ayodhya, including the Ram Ki Paidi this evening. The Uttar Pradesh government achieved the 7th Guinness World Record by lighting more than 25,12,000 diyas on Deepotsav. This year, another world record was created in which 1,121 Batuks performed the largest aarti together on the ghats of Saryu. Union Minister for Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, several other cabinet ministers and a large number of saints were attended the event. In West Bengal, Kali Puja and Diwali will be celebrated tomorrow. In Delhi, major hospitals are fully prepared to deal with the cases of burn injuries during Deepavali. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia and Safdarjung hospitals have reserved beds for patients suffering from burn injuries due to fire incidents. The Indian Railways is running 7,296 special trains to cater the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. To effectively deal with the high passenger volumes during the festive season, the railway has taken several steps for better crowd management and providing seamless services to the passengers at major railway stations of Delhi. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala, Karaikal and Mahi during the next 3 days. It has also predicted heavy rainfall over South Interior Karnataka tomorrow. Light to moderate rainfall is also likely over Tamil Nadu, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Telangana. The IMD said the above normal temperature tendency over Northwest India is likely to continue during the next 1 week. And with that, we end this news bulletin.